Hello and welcome to K-Talk. I'm your host Riley and with me is my co-host Izzy. Today on episode 1 of K-Talk, we will be discussing GOT7's new comeback, BTS Bang Bang Con, Jackson's 100 Ways music video, G-Idol Oh My God's music video, and Max's new album with the title song Chocolate. Alright, let's jump right in. So we can just go ahead and jump right on in. So the GOT7 trailer for Die. Your theory, please, honestly. I think it's wonderful.
Thanks. Well, anyways, this album is probably going to be based around the idea of feeding off the positive love and energy you're able to give to others when it says it's generosity is as vast as the sea and its love is the same, and both are limitless kinds of love that they're willing to give, and the more they give it, the more they feel fulfilled. But it also kind of talks about like the journey throughout there, and it says like, who are you listening to these thoughts? Like, even though they're giving this to other people and they feel fulfilled that way, they still might need somebody who shares the same position as them. And it shows them, like, I guess they're like, they write poetry, because when it cuts to them, it shows them writing and compiling this book, and as it gets to the end, they each have a part of the page. So it's maybe they each represent something different in the story. And when it says, and the Die is spelled D-Y-E, and they're, so it's probably not going to be, like, dark, hopefully. I hope it's not going to be so dark.
Maybe. I don't know. But I'm looking at the concept photos right now.
Very fashionable. And they,
very fashionable. Also, a lot of them, mainly the solo ones, I see a lot of masks going on. So, like, each of them have their own, like, little masquerade mask. And I bet that'll be something to play into it, but honestly, just overall, a very stunning concept. It's very gorgeous.
Yes, I think it's, like, so interesting that beyond the style that most idols would choose to wear, they're kind of going for a classier look. It's very, very, very fancy. I'm honestly surprised to see this from GOT7, because they're kind of like the cool kids of K-pop, you
exactly
know?
Yeah.
they've been kind of everywhere, but they haven't taken it to a level that shows like this kind of sophistication they're trying to put into this album, which is going to be very interesting to see coming from this group. But I think they were trying to ease us into it with Eclipse, which was also kind of high class but still kind of suited their taste in music.
Yeah, it was definitely still, like, Eclipse was still them, and this is still them, but it's, like you said, a lot more high class. But also, I still find it funny, when I heard that it was, that they were having a comeback, everyone was like, oh, JYP wants a grab for money, you know, like, during this time. This is, probably is not the best time for a comeback, but it is. I mean, I've been waiting for GOT7 comeback, goodness knows I have.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think even though all this stuff is going on right now, I think it is a really good time to have a comeback. We all need it.
Yeah, so the fans have definitely been waiting for it. Me personally, like, I'm not a ginormous fan, but I do love their music, and I had been waiting for this. Once I heard it had been happening, I had been following up with it. And, like, it's not, I'm not as invested to them as I am to bigger groups like BTS and TXT, where I know about the members' personal lives and stuff. I kind of mainly appreciate them as artists. Jackson, I'm a bit more invested into as a solo artist, so I know a lot of what he does and stuff, which is, it's super impressive that he has this whole thing going on, like, you have somebody who came all the way from China, learns Korean and English, and learns all these languages, and is thrust into this GOT7 group. And he, I think he really helps hold a lot of it together, regardless of what people say. And the other members, too, definitely hold their own. And it's amazing to be able to do that when you have such a well-known artist amongst your group. Like, you feel like they might outshine it, but I feel like GOT7 does a good job of giving all the members their time. which is super great, especially considering that everybody's like accusing this JYP of trying to go for a money grab. I feel like it's kind of disrespectful to GOT7 as artists to call it their entire comeback a money grab, because they're clearly working hard for it. And I feel like even if you don't like the company, and the company isn't a great company, we can all agree that JYP has been shady in the past and is shady kind of now. But I feel like GOT7 is, just because they're under them, they shouldn't be treated less, because they definitely work hard. Like, you can see the work they put into what they do. And I feel like we should try to be a bit more understanding of their situation and enjoy their music for what it is and not what company they're under.
True. So I'm going to read through the track list right now. So we have the first one, which is, I think it's Aura. I think that's how you pronounce it. Track number 2, Crazy. The title track is Not By the Moon, which is going back into the whole trailer. That was one of the big things.
Yeah, they definitely referenced that.
Yeah, track 4 is Love You Better. Track 5, Trust My Love. Track 6, Poison. 7, Ride. 8, Gravity. Mm-hmm. 9, God Has Returned.
Ooh.
And I know. and track 10, JY and YG Dance.
This is pretty
which
deep.
I think is I think that's Jinyoung and Yugim. Wait, no, maybe not. I don't know. But I'm looking, and a lot of them have lyrics by the members of GOT7. Like, I see one that's Depth Soul, which is JB's SoundCloud name, and then a few of them are by Jinyoung, which I think is really cool that the lyrics are by the members themselves. I remember, I remember the name of it, but I know one of their songs is a really big hit, and the lyrics are by JB, and I think that's really cool. So honestly, I'm really excited for this one.
I can't wait to see where they take this. Like, this is pretty deep for them. This is serious.
I know. I'm like excited. I am too. But honestly, also, I didn't get to point this out, but in the trailer, they talk about birds, which I think is really cool, considering that they're, like, fandom mascot, I guess, is a bird, or that their fandoms are gase, which is, like, baby bird. I think that's a really cool thing to incorporate into the whole music video and whole, like, I guess, concept in general. I think that's really neat, so.
That could be partly referencing the fans in the video, that means. That's interesting.
Yeah,
I don't know where they would come in exactly. I might have to rewatch the video for that, but that's cool.
There's a lot of symbolism of birds, which is very, I think it's very, like, fan-based. They've always been very fan-based, which I really enjoy, because they are my first K-pop group, so I think that this is going to be a very successful comeback.
This is going to be great.
Very enjoyable. Okay. Yeah. So let's move on to Bang Bang Con.
Bang Bang Con, here we go.
Bang Bang Con, oh my goodness. First of all, the name?
Yes.
The name is great.
I love it. It's so catchy. It's super cute. I think it's so great.
Fun to say.
I honestly, the Bangtan boys haven't let us down. You know, it's amazing that they were like, they felt so bad. You could tell they worked so hard on this comeback and were so disappointed when they had to, you know, take a step back. And I'm glad they're staying healthy and they know they need to stay healthy. But, you know, it's really hard to think that these boys, like, are in quarantine together and all they can think about is practice. And I think this is a really good way to make them feel like they're connecting with the fans without them having to exhaust themselves. It's
that
super awesome. I feel,
Also, in this time, they think of their fans. They always do.
Yes.
And this is also especially really fun for newer fans. Like, I don't know if you're a newer fan, but I'm kind of new, but not really. Mm-hmm. But, like, these old concerts, like 2015 concerts that probably neither of us have seen are going to be live streamed. Mm-hmm. And that's super exciting. I know I've planned out everything. I have outfits. I have my army bomb with me.
Yes, like, I know. Me too. I was like, you know, nobody's going to see me. My friends aren't going to be here with me watching it. But I'm going to have a darn good time, okay?
Yeah.
And everybody.
Exactly. Yeah.
And regardless of when I started, I think, so I didn't get a lot of access. I wasn't a huge social media fanatic when I was, when I first had gotten my devices, and I hadn't been very, like, online at all. So I didn't get a lot of exposure to K-pop, like, earlier on, when I wish I would have. I would have totally probably been a fan of them back then. But I do remember it was probably sometime early 2018 when I fully joined the fandom. And even if I was a later fan, I definitely did all my research I could.
Yes.
I watched all the concerts I possibly could for free. I mm-hmm. went on back-end websites to watch older concerts. I loved it. It was amazing. Goodness. And, like, even I feel like I had been with them when I – ever since, because they always seem to carry this kind of charisma with them no matter where they go, and you just get to see yep. them grow, and it's really amazing to see how you feel accepted not only by the group but by the fans, and you have this very accepting fan base. So it's a little wild on some ends, but I mean, it's so big.
Yeah.
It's not like there's not going to be some bad apples. I mean, you can't help it once you're so famous. But
exactly,
all in all, it's just so accepting, and they've really helped me through a lot of hard times. They definitely take their fame and use it very positively. I think yeah. it's very interesting to see how they started out versus who they are now, because you can definitely see, like, when they were younger and they were debuting as a hip-hop group, that they had a seriously Ooh. Different feel, but they were always very engaged with current issues, and they always strive to be better. There was an issue with their earlier songs, and they never took them down and pretended like they didn't happen, but they said it felt they got a lot of backlash for, like, objectifying women and stuff, which, you know,
yep.
It's
not great.
It's not great, but they were also teenage boys who had, like...
Also, didn't they not write the lyrics, or did they still write the lyrics?
I think RM wrote a couple of lyrics, but what had happened was he was, like, a really young dude, and that was really popular True. In K-pop back then, was to talk about yeah. how great you were with the ladies. It's what kind of got you popular.
That's still popular now yeah. in, like, mainstream media.
Yeah, it's always... still really popular. Yeah. But instead of saying, oh, and using this as an excuse, they said, well, now RM had said, like, he had gotten somebody to tell him when he thought, like, like a feminist of sorts, to make sure his lyrics were respectful to women no matter what, because he never wanted to do something similar to that again. And he apologized for his mistakes in his youth. And I'm like, you know, most teenage boys wouldn't even do that, because, you know, they're teenage boys and it's just acceptable to do that back then. But no, he, like, apologized and he accepted the fact that he had done something wrong. I was like, yeah. oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I wasn't even mad about it. Like, I was like, this just kind of happens. Like, most artists
Girl,
are
I
like
still
this.
Rock out to the old songs.
I know, like, I can't help it.
The, like, OG songs. I still, like, okay. I mean, we still rock out to it. Anyway, mm-hmm. Back to the concerts. I think it's a really great mm-hmm. idea to do the online concert thing, especially since they have postponed their American concerts mm-hmm. and I think it's really great, especially for people who can't get tickets.
Yes.
It's great. So I'm just gonna yeah. read off the list. You can find it online, but on the 18th they have BTS live on stage. I can't read that because it's in Korean. Then they have the Epilogue 2016 BTS live Epilogue 2014, which is out of order, Live Trilogy Episode 2, The Red Bullet, which I'm excited. I'm excited for Red Bullet, honestly. Yeah. Haven't seen that one. I want to see Red Bullet. The Third Muster.
Ooh.
Which is going to be, I know, The Third Muster. Iconic.
We about to get lit in our houses.
Exactly. On the 19th, they have, Live Trilogy Episode 3, The Wings Tour. The Wings Tour!
Oh my god!
I wish I was an ARMY during the Wings Tour, because Wings was iconic.
Wings was amazing, and it was a real turning point for them. Like, Young Forever.
Exactly.
The Young Forever, just the track, had gotten them a lot of attention, so I think Wings was definitely a great way to take advantage of what they had been given. It was awesome. I can't
Wings
even
is, That or one of my favorite tracks is the outro. The outro wings. Spread.
Yeah, that one.
When I went, I literally love that song, and it came from Wings era, so it's iconic.
Yes.
Then they have the episode final, the Wings tour finale, the fourth muster, and world tour Love Yourself in Seoul, which honestly all of these are so iconic. I'm so ready, so prepared. I'm gonna spend days in my basement with the big TV watching this.
Oh my gosh, the merch I'm probably gonna buy after this. I can't even.
Holy moly.
Oh lord.
I'm glad I already have my army bomb, because I know if I didn't, then I would have already bought
one. Exactly. I got mine for a really good price on eBay, luckily.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't relate.
I want the new one, though. It's terrible of me.
Which one's yours?
Mine? What version do you have? I think mine's version 3, but it might not be. I might be tripping.
Isn't that the newest version?
No, there's a brand new version. Have you seen it?
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. Not kidding you right now. There's a special one, I swear. And I can't. I'm so excited.
Wait, which one is it? Is it Black Swan?
No, that one is not real, but I have seen
that's
that
one. That's not real.
I think it's
called version 4.
Oh my gosh. Let me see. Let me see if I can.
There's no version 4.
Hold up. There's a new special edition one. I've heard of it. I've seen it. It has to be real. There's no way I just dreamt this up. I swear.
Hold on.
I swear. I'm not kidding you. I have to find it now.
I see special edition.
Yes.
Oh.
Did you find it?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's gorgeous.
Yes. It's so beautiful. I'm like, who?
I literally just bought my army bomb. What the heck?
I know. It's the struggle.
I'm not going to buy this one. I personally like the old army bomb better. This one, it's pretty, but it's...
You like the classic look? You feel more attached to it.
I like the one with the little, like, figurine BTS inside of it. This one doesn't look like it has that.
Yeah, I definitely have that one. I'm about to pull it out now. You're making me want to pull it out. You can't do this to me.
Mine's sitting on my nightstand.
Yeah.
Okay.
The concert is definitely brainwashing us right now.
It is.
But I think it's really cool that they're doing this for people who don't have the ability to get tickets. I was blessed enough to get some tickets. It's up high in some nosebleed seats, but I ain't complaining. Girl. I'm not afraid of heights when it comes to my Bangtan boys. I'll stay out there all day. I would camp if I have to for some nosebleed seats.
That or... What concert did you get him to?
I got to the Atlanta.
Oh, girl, I'm still waiting for my money to come in so I can get those.
Yes, everybody is. I've heard that it's been getting a little difficult
to get tickets. You can't buy tickets.
But you...
You can.
Yeah, because the dates are indefinite. The people who have bought tickets have... Some of them still have returned them. So I've seen, I went on Ticketmaster the other day and I saw a ton of new seats have been opened up, even ones closer to the stage. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all just gonna give up? They said postponed, not canceled.
True.
Speaking of which, when they were canceled in Korea, I did hear that after Yoongi had taken the time to donate money and masks to his hometown of Daegu due to the virus, the fans had all taken the money they had been given back from their tickets and had also decided to donate to show their support. Cool. That was amazing. Like, the impact these boys have.
Wow.
And then on top of that, like, hosting a free concert online is just...
Online! That's crazy. That's crazy.
Multiple, in fact. And
yeah, not even
multiple
just
dates.
One.
It's really something to be admired, and I definitely think other artists could do with taking a page out of the Bangtan Boys book.
Take some notes, boys and girls. Take some notes. All right,
let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on to Jackson's new music video. I said 100 reasons. I don't know why I said that. It's 100 ways.
It's okay. We all do it.
So... Personally, I am a very big fan of Jackson's solo career I've always been.
Yes, as soon as I like, found
from
it.
Who? We supported it. Mm-hmm. And this new music video is, it's short, but I love it.
Exactly. You can't not. And it's, I think it does tie in with GOT7's actual thing, because it kind of shows his rebirth and his willingness.
Yeah.
Once he gets the love of his lover, he kind of just goes back with her, regardless. It's kind of...
It, that or I saw this... Oh, go ahead.
It's kind... I feel like they're taking a journey regardless. Like, maybe it was just kind of coincidental, because it is his solo career, but I feel like true. He was trying to hint just a little bit at the very least at the comeback.
That or, not gonna lie, I've been kind of... Those hand gestures, crazy. Where'd they come up with them?
Exactly.
Honestly, they... Really, it's really unique, mm-hmm. a really unique concept. I also saw a theory on it saying that he was like some sort of general or something.
Yes.
That eventually like betrayed someone and then ends up being buried in a swamp. So that's why he's in this like swampy place. Mm-hmm. And his soldiers kind of, you know, pop him up.
Yeah.
And
the loyal ones.
And he goes to... the princess, or like the, you know, girl he's in love with, but she's buried in this like sacred, you know, gorgeous tree place, and they finally just are able to be together after not being able to be buried together even. And honestly, I just think it's a really stunning music video.
I heard it was
he looks
the
great.
Betrayal on both their ends that made them their demise, and that's what actually happened. And like, the soldiers kind of knew what they were getting into and knew he would want, like, his queen by his side, but they didn't figure that he would just like to rest with her. So that was super cool. It was awesome to watch, like, even though there wasn't flashy movements like other K-pop videos do with all their special moves, he did still incorporate that through a lot of the gestures he had, and the backup dancers were really great. It was
that cool. This felt like a movie.
Yes.
That's like, it exactly felt like I was watching, like, a trailer for, like, a movie.
Yes, and it just leaves you wanting so much more. And then his previous song right before that, his previous video, anyway, Bullet to the Heart was,
oof. I love that. I love that one.
So many theories had surrounded that, and I think that really shined a light on his solo career, and I'm glad he's getting back into it, because I had been waiting for a song, even though he had, like, just released one not too long ago. I was like, where's the new album? I want it.
Where's the new album?
Yes.
We need a new album! Plus, I don't know, I can't remember if I've listened to all the side tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But the title track's amazing.
Yes.
And that's pretty much all we need, honestly.
Oh.
But it's just gorgeous music video, really cinematic. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like this could be turned into, like, a whole movie.
Yes, the camera angles and the camera work on that video was very professional. I have to give props to whoever was directing it. It was smooth. The transition was great between scenes. It had great lighting. It was wonderfully cinematic, and I hope to see more like that from him and other groups, because it's very entertaining and intriguing to watch one music video feel like a whole movie for 2 minutes. It was over two minutes long. And it just felt like years. It was amazing.
And honestly. It was crazy.
Yeah, and yet it's still over too soon and leaves you wanting more, so it's really good.
That's why we need a movie. Jackson, make a movie. You've made plenty of music videos. It's easy.
Yes.
Just make a movie.
Did you see that honestly. Acting on him? Wow.
The acting, so professional from both of them. Mm-hmm. Also, the girl, great dancer.
I know, and him, both I was so surprised by him too. Yes, his form is great. Yeah. He would be a great dancer and a great actor. His build is very impressive. I'm not like that, but you know what I'm saying, right? Like, he has...
Yes, very...
He has all the looks. Active. He has all the talent. We just need to get him in a movie.
Honestly, he would have been the perfect Shang in live-action Mulan, but we already know that's coming out, so...
Wow.
Jackson, now I want I'm so it. Sorry. I do too.
Wow.
But gorgeous music video. Need to watch it.
I actually would have liked him as one of the dorky sidekicks of Mulan. That would have been fun to watch.
True, because that's also like part of his
yeah, like him,
like personality.
Yeah, his actual personality is a little bit goofy, yeah, a little bit extra.
A little extra, but that's our boy.
Would have been a great role. Now I'm kind of sad.
Now we're all sad that Jackson was not in any live-action Mulan.
Exactly. Give live-action Mulan Jackson a chance.
What about, like, if they make a Mulan 2 and they make him in it? Like, come on, we need that.
Let's make a whole new Mulan just so we can put Jackson in it.
Just so we can put Jackson in his chain.
Yeah. Okay, what else do we have on the list?
Okay, so now there's G-Idol, Oh My God.
Okay.
And my reaction is exactly the title. Like, that's it.
Oh My God. It's just, it's very overwhelming, but still really.
It is.
It's really, it's very pretty for a very dark video. Does that make any sense?
It does. It does.
Suyeon's vocals kind of were so good, and the dancing was just wonderful. I loved it.
Honestly. I watched the Music Bank showcase, and the first thing that came to my mind, well, I was just kind of doing whatever, the first thought that came to my mind was hauntingly beautiful.
Exactly.
Like, the intro and outro of the song, I'm not really, I don't really know who sings it, because I'm not really into them, but I mean, gorgeous. It's really pretty.
Yes.
Like, it oddly gave me, like, the Billie Eilish haunting, like, kind of creepy vocals.
Yeah. I feel like it didn't, like, have the exact same vibe, but it kind of puts you into that kind of world of music. And that's,
yeah,
that's not usually the norm for especially K-pop girl groups. So I was really excited to see something different from G-Idol.
Yes.
It was an experience, I'll say that much. I do think, I'm not sure about the love story. We could go into it and theorize, but I'm just saying it is a little lesbiano.
If we're, okay, the chorus is, she took me to the sky.
Exactly.
Like, that's not, there's no real explanation for that.
Yes, and I'm here besides, for it. I'm here for it. I'm letting everybody
we're
know.
All here
we're
for
all
it.
Here for it.
We're all here for
it. We
that.
All love representation in K-pop.
Yes. And was it, yeah, Suyeon wrote the lyrics?
Oh, wow.
She said, representation queen. And I said, all right, let's go.
I said, I'm ready.
We said, okay.
The special effects were really good. As always,
yes.
And you know, the camera work was great. It's K-pop, they can't not be great.
Honestly, I've yet to see a K-pop music video that's not aesthetically pleasing. It's just gorgeous. It really is.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful music video. That, and it's, like you were saying, it's different. It's very different from normal mainstream girl groups. And that's what I think is so special about them,
yeah,
is that it's just not normal, and it's just, it's great. I honestly, a gorgeous work of,
yes,
art.
I will say, while it is really great, it's probably not my favorite just yet.
True.
I still have a special place in my heart for Peekaboo. I really love that song, and I love the video. I love the vibe. It was like what you think is cutesy, but you watch the video and then it kind of gets a creepier vibe to it, and I love that they were able to do that with a girl
that was
group.
My first Red Velvet song.
Yes,
too.
It was mine too,
so,
and it was probably one of my favorites, and I wish they had more like it, but
exactly.
Moving on.
Moving on. There's Max's Chocolate, so in the whole album,
his voice is so versatile. Like, he had so many different ranges in one song. I will say, while I did like his title track, he had a couple of good other songs. Would you like to say your favorite first before I get started?
So I'm torn between No Tomorrow and Me, Myself, and I. I usually am not really into slower songs for some reason, but his voice fits ballads very
well.
So Note to Borrow with the whole acoustic guitar, very pretty, very gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And Me, Myself, and I honestly really enjoyed it. I thought it was a very, like, chill song. And I don't know if you heard, like, Instagram by Dean. It kind of gave me, like, chill mm-hmm. vibes like that does. It's very relaxing mm-hmm. and just stating how he's kind of, he's over yes. it. He's over you. He's over whoever he was talking about. And it's just
get it, sis.
himself. He's just, you know, he's just chilling. And I honestly really connected to that song. Mm-hmm. So, I honestly really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more than the title track, yeah. which I feel like whenever I get into new groups, or there's a few new groups I try out, and I listen to the title song, and I'm like, you know, it's okay. And then I listen to side tracks, and I'm like, oh, that should be the title track, because honestly, I really enjoy it.
Okay, so for Chocolate, I thought it was the best for the title track. I did love it a lot. Okay. I thought it showed... it really gave his voice a chance to shine, but also showed, like, the complexity within his music. He had a lot of different sounds going on there that still worked really well. And then I also liked High Heels because it started out with this very retro vibe. I could really appreciate very, that. Like, piano was good. I wish he had, instead of having Chungha and Lai, he had switched her over to piano.
Piano,
because
we talked about that.
Their voices would have their voices already really worked well together in Lai, and I guess the song wouldn't be the same without her, but I really would have liked to hear her help with his backup vocals and piano. It would have given it a nice vibe to the song, would have really complimented each other, but while I did like the other songs, I feel like No Tomorrow, while it was really good, I'm not sure where it fits in the album. It just it was very different than the rest of the songs. Like, I wouldn't want him to disclude it, but I wish there was, like, some sort of transition song, you know, that helps me in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he had that.
Because the whole, like, I guess, Chocolate, like, album, the songs really fit with, like, what I think of when I think of Chocolate, like, very smooth, kind of sometimes a little bit, like, exciting, mm-hmm. I guess. But No Tomorrow was a very ballad, and
it was also kind of very happy and positive at the same time, which was, it was an interesting mix for a song, but I feel like there should have been some sort of song on here that was able to work well with No Tomorrow.
If he would have either released No Tomorrow as just a single, or like you said, added like another song to like transition into it, I think it would have been like icing on the cake, like gorgeous, perfect. That's my only thing about that. Honestly, also, I've never heard of him.
Really? I hadn't either. I thought I was just crazy, but I hadn't heard of him till now.
Maybe this is his first album, but I also was reading the comments on his music video, and everyone was like, yes, you know, like, we've waited for this. And I was like,
Maybe they were just talking about waiting for the sound or waiting for a solo artist to do it, but I really had no idea. Maybe we're just slow, though. It does happen.
I've honestly never heard of him. He's handsome, but not typical idol handsome, which is a relief. That's a breath of fresh air. You know, I love all my idols, but like,
it's nice to have someone that feels a little bit outside of the box.
Different. Yeah. And the music video overall, execution, I hate to say it, I had no idea what was going on.
Really?
I was kind of following it, but not really following it. I was listening more to the music than I was watching the music video. But I was kind of... I mean, it was supposed to be like secret spy agent kind of thing.
I feel like he was supposed to be like a high-class citizen, or somebody who's pretending to be a high-class citizen. I felt... Yeah, and I got that from the video. But I don't feel like the video was made to do anything but invoke the emotion of the song. Like, I feel like the song wasn't made to compliment the video, like most artists try to do. Like, the video was made to compliment the song and the way he sounded.
Yeah.
So I actually appreciated that.
That, or I'm looking at the unboxing, or, like, the album taken apart. Mm-hmm. The design of the album, I really like it, but also it's kind of controversial for me because, like, it's an orangey red, which, I mean, go for it, man. Like, if you want to go that way, I'm down.
I think it helps because it's, like, a authentic color, though. Like, I've seen it. I saw the color of it, and I was like, and I feel like it fits, like, the vibe he was going for somewhat. I feel like it kind of fit the aesthetic of, like, this rich this rich setting you kind of get.
Yeah, it's really pretty, though. I prefer the gold version, which is black with, like, gold accents. I, honestly, I really enjoy this. I think he did a really great job for a first album. I mean, I really like it.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down to listen to more of him later on.
Exactly.
And speaking of which, we have a lot of new girl groups coming that have come out recently the past year, and I was like, wow, everybody was like, Blackpink did well, our turn.
Everyone's like, move out the way, we're just, it's just gonna be a girl group boom. Yes. Like, it used to be a boy group boom, like there used to be like a new boy group every day, and now it's girl groups.
Yes, I think that I'm glad it's a girl group boom now, because I feel like that gives the chance for the girl groups to evolve, because there's some girl group songs that are really great, but the overall vibe of the actual group hasn't changed from the cutesy style that they adopt. True. And I'm really glad to hear songs from, like, Dreamcatcher, like Deja Vu, and all these new complex beats that they're incorporating into songs. Lion was really good. Definitely deserves a bit more hype than it got, I feel like. Maybe not a ton more, but just more than it got. I feel like it was a bit underappreciated.
How do you feel about ITZY's Wannabe? Have you heard that yet?
I did. And? Oh my gosh, it was actually really good. The problem with ITZY, the reason they didn't get recognition when they first came out was because they had gone for this girl crush vibe, like this very kind of tough girl setting, and then they came out with some really cute songs, and it was just like a big letdown for people who had been waiting for this. And then they kind of brought it back to the girl crush vibe, and then they got a bit more recognition from that. But I'm worried, like, they're pushing it as artists, and that's not who they really are in the first place. So I'm a little bit worried, but I hope they can roll with it and kind of grow as a group together and take on the new vibe they have going.
Yeah. I honestly, watching the music video, I didn't realize how young these girls are. They're our age.
Really?
Like 15, 16. There's a girl who's 16.
Waifu material.
But, I mean, I didn't realize that, first of
they're
all.
They're great dancers.
Some people have a big, yes. But some people have a big problem with younger, like, idols. Like, also TXT, these people are 17, which I guess is young.
That's
considering that we have idols who are still, like, who are 27 and still doing music.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it's, I mean, it's a little weird for me, but also, like, they don't, it's good and it's also not. But that's a whole,
topic. It's, I feel like it's just different kind of culture there in the first place, so we don't really know what's going on. I feel like it's a bit wrong to shove someone so young into the spotlight, because what do they do without it? Like, they're not allowed to develop as people outside of the spotlight. They're not allowed to have, like, regular, ordinary lives. Like, what they do out in the daily is constantly monitored. And they're signing up to do things like not have personal relationships, like, at a time where they're probably not even interested in that. But, like, as they grow older, what do their options become?
Yeah.
But speaking of which, Total Power Move, Total Power Move. And
power move.
Exactly.
I know this is kind of like old news, but like, I'm still proud of him.
I feel like it was really good that he set out. He said, you know, I have a relationship. I'm going to have a kid. Y'all are going to have to deal with it. I think it's really good that an idol has finally done that, because that can make idols more comfortable. And I feel like it would help them connect as people, like, and be more real with their audiences, like the audience have been waiting for. And it helps get rid of a bunch of toxic fan bases. This
one thing where there were people who were protesting outside of SM, and it was like 12 people who were protesting, and they were like, you know, get Chen out of the company. And I was like, wow, that was a flop.
I was like,
all of his fans support him, you know, like, go away. Just be nice. Just be proud of
him. Yeah, just be proud. That's a little too much, but because, like, he still wants to do music specifically. Like, where's he gonna go without the company? No offense.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, we still only have 2 groups from Big Hit and no girl groups. Ugh.
No girl. They are having a new girl group, though.
I've heard.
It should release. It's either this year or next year. And then they're doing auditions again. Yes. Like, they're trying to raise an empire.
Exactly. I'm so ready.
I am too. Like,
I'll learn to dance if y'all pay me enough.
Honestly. But the only thing I'm worried about is that'll be their first girl group, and we'll see how it goes.
Yes.
I mean, they've had BTS is obviously successful. Mm-hmm. TXT are making their own path.
They I'm so excited.
Are also successful. So proud. Like, I am too. I'm very proud of them.
I appreciate that. You know how the girly groups always go for the sunny vibe, but they were like, we're guys, but we're going to go for the sunny vibe. And I was so happy.
We're going to be adorable.
It was so good. The way their albums are made are just so cute and wonderful, and they really grow on you after a while. At first, I feel like they were held up to a high standard of being like BTS, but they're not. And I feel like people need to realize that and love them for, like, the group that they are.
And that's the thing, though. I'm so glad that they don't have similar concepts to BTS. Because if they did, goodness knows that everyone would be like, oh, this person's just like Taehyung, or oh, this person's like this, or oh, they're just like BTS's, you know, little brother. No, they're their own group.
Exactly.
You know, you need to accept that. Like, are we saying that if is GOT7, like, Stray Kids' older brothers? Well, yes, but also no. Like, Stray Kids is their own group.
Exactly.
Just because they're under the same company doesn't mean they're, you know,
but they like each other. They haven't been treated that way, and Stray Kids has been getting their own attention, you know? And I feel like these boys, TXT, are going to grow to be something very interesting. I think it's funny how you look at the way BTS debuted with this kind of dark hip-hop vibe, and then you have these sunny little boys debuting. It's really cute to see the differences and how excited they were to meet, like, BTS, even though they're their own kind of, like, they're not super famous, but they're famous enough to be considered well-known, and they're still so excited to see, like, their older brother group. It was so cute to see their meetings whenever they go together, and how nervous,
adorable,
how nervous the TXT boys get.
My friend, actually, she went to Chicago concert. She went to Day One, and she and TXT was there, and she wasn't really like into them, like I was. And
I would have been so jealous.
I was like, girl, did you see them? And she was like, yeah. So she had a picture, and there's all 5 of them standing out on the balcony.
Lord.
And I was like, wow. And that was also the day that they met all the members, which was adorable. But also, I've seen something that says that, maybe the universes, like the TXT universe and BTS universe, will cross over, and
I feel like it's very different. I feel like it's too different for that. Because you have the BTS universe, which is all about, like, inner struggles and stuff. And while the TXT universe takes that, they take, like, a magical ride to it. Like, they're from a different world completely also at the same time, even though they're dealing with inner struggles. Like, they kind of... I was so excited with the Harry Potter little concepts. I'm going to be honest. Like, as somebody who grew up loving Harry Potter and having that as a big part of my childhood, to see these boys like make music about it and like really relate to a different sort of audience other than like the audience that's really just interested in K-pop, like, they took it and they were like, no, we're going to talk about our interests too and our childhoods, and we're going to put that into our music. And I was so excited and so hyped for it.
That is just, like, it's refreshing.
Mm-hmm. It's very
new
nice.
New concepts are always refreshing. Yes. Sometimes you just get bored with the same old concepts.
Exactly, and I think that's why BTS has become so successful, is because they really paved the way for their own concepts to take shine. Like, I actually have a Map of the Soul 7 album.
Oh,
version
girl.
3,
we don't have that yet.
I believe. And, it's been amazing to listen to. Bang out in the car, like, I can't help it, you know? And I feel like TXT will get there eventually. I feel like they'll definitely be able to go places with
Big Hit. Yeah, they definitely will. So I think that pretty much wraps up our discussion.
It's been nice talking about all this new info.
Honestly, we update once a week. Talking about, you know, the newest things in K-pop. Hopefully stuff actually happens. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you stay tuned until next week so that you can keep up on what's going on in the K-pop world. Until next time, I'm your host Riley, and this is K-Talk.